Hello, Bruce.
Adam Ant, good morning.
Hi.
Hey, how are you?
Very well, thank you.
Well, good. Adam Ant on with us at KJUL 99.3, out with a new album and tour that will bring him to Fresno. How long has it been since you've been to Fresno?
I came to the States last year. I did 22 shows over there last year. I played the West Coast. I don't think I played Fresno last time, so hopefully we'll do it this time. We're 17. Yeah,
we're very excited to have you back.
Thank you.
Now, you had huge success in the 80s with Ant Music and Goody Two Shoes. I always loved Desperate But Not Serious.
Oh.
You benefited from the fact that MTV made rock such a visual medium. Do you still kind of hang on to that visual thing, or do you miss that MTV era?
Now I have made a video for the track called Zombie off the album, but I think it's now that the emphasis is not so much on videos as it was in the 80s, but I think that was a bit of a sort of revolution, a bit of an explosion that no one really saw happening, you know, and it was great for me because when I came to the States, people had already had a chance to see the group and hear the music as well as look at it. So, but I still, you know, there's an emphasis still on the visual side of it, you know, I still dress up quite a lot for this, and hopefully the audience will respond, you know, but, you know, I like to make a video. I think it's still a good thing to do.
Yet I hear rumor that you don't even own a television. Is that correct?
No, I don't. I don't. When I'm on the road, I do.
Oh, okay.
That's the only time I watch TV. So I catch up when I'm away, and I just sort of glued to the television set. But when I'm not on the road, I don't watch TV at all. Just read the paper, really.
Well, you've certainly had a long, storied, and very successful career. You want to share with the KJUL audience any moments from that career that have really stood out to you?
I think really as a performer, when I was invited to do the Motown 25 TV special in I think it was 83, that was a special moment. You know, being invited to perform with, you know, all my kind of heroes, really, growing up listening to the Tamla Motown artists, you know, and Marvin Gaye and Smokey Robinson, Four Tops, and also standing 10 foot away from Michael Jackson as he debuted Billie Jean on TV for the first time and did the moonwalk. So that was quite an experience. It was a very historic evening, and I think that stands out as one of the highlights for me.
That's neat. That's great. Adam Ant is on with us at KJUL 99.3. Adam playing Fresno's Tower Theater tonight. What do you hope that all of us who go to the show, what do you hope we're saying about that concert as we leave?
Well, I just hope that, you know, people come away and say, oh, I'm glad he played that, or I haven't heard that one before, or, you know, I try to play, you know, I like playing the hits, and I like playing the some of the early stuff. We're playing quite a lot of stuff from Dirk Wears White Sox, the first album, and some B-sides, and as well as a few new tracks, you know, six or so new tracks from the new album. So hopefully everybody coming will hear something that they've listened to in the past and enjoyed, and we always play the songs in their full. We don't do medleys and mess around with them. We always try and play them in their entirety.
I bet we're all going to work up a sweat in the audience, aren't we?
Hope so, yeah. I certainly do on stage. So every night for me, when I come off, I feel like I've run a marathon. So if you enjoy running a marathon, you know the feeling. It's a great feeling to do it.
All right. Adam Ant, our guest on KJUL 99.3. Adam, thanks so much for spending a few minutes with us this morning, and looking forward to seeing you tonight at the Tower Theater.
Okay, thank you very much, Bruce, and I look forward to it too, and I can't wait.